Women who once took hormone replacement therapy may face an increased risk of cancer, especially breast cancer, several years after they stopped the treatment. That finding comes from a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Patty Naiman has the details.
Nearly 6 years ago, the landmark study of hormone replacement therapy was halted when investigators discovered women taking the medication were at increased risk of heart disease and certain cancers, especially breast cancer. At the time, most of the women in the study decided to stop hormone treatment, but researchers continued to follow their health status, and 2.5 years later, they looked at how many of these women got cancer or heart disease compared to those who'd never taken hormones. Epidemiologist Gerardo Heiss was one of the original researchers, and he headed the latest study. There was some good news.
We did see that the risks of cardiovascular disease, heart disease, excess risk of heart disease, as well as adverse effects associated with blood clotting, diminished very quickly and were no longer statistically significantly different between the women who had been taking estrogen plus progestin versus placebo.
While the risk for heart disease seemed to level off, that wasn't the case for cancer. Women who had taken hormones had a 24% greater risk of getting cancer, especially breast cancer.
The risk of breast cancer is roughly 20% greater than the women who had been on placebo. This is a risk that we were hoping to see diminish rapidly over time. Unfortunately, these data suggest that it does persist over the course of 3 years.
That could be due to the nature of breast cancer. Dr. Joanne Manson, also one of the original investigators, directs preventive medicine at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Breast cancer is slow growing, and if a tumor had already been started and may not have been clinically detectable during the treatment period, but after stopping, it might continue to grow and come to attention.
But even with the continued high breast cancer risk, Manson says women should not panic. The actual number of cases is low.
The results translate to about 3 extra cases of cancer per 1,000 women per year and 1 extra case of breast cancer per 1,000 women per year.
Researchers actually have data on 3 more years in hand. That means they can see whether cancer risk continues 5 to 6 years after women stopped taking hormone therapy. If women do choose to take hormone therapy to ease symptoms of menopause, then Dr. Manson says they should take the lowest dose possible for the shortest amount of time, and they should err on the side of caution.
I do think that the findings reinforce the importance of continued vigilance, having mammography and regular cancer screening tests, as well as general preventive strategies to reduce risk of chronic diseases.
In this follow-up study, certain protective effects of hormone therapy also stopped among the women who stopped taking hormones. The rates of bone fracture and colon cancer increased. But the idea that hormones might be protective against heart disease has proved false. And Manson says the thinking now is that hormone therapy should not be used to try to prevent chronic disease. Patty Naiman, NPR News.